This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built for Talk studio. So some people might want to know what's going on when we're off the air and what we're talking about. As we were hanging out yesterday and we got some lunch. And the conversation that we had on the way to the Uber, or in the Uber on the way to the Ugly Duckling last night, was how we will be getting rid of garbage in the future.
Yes.
And Eddie Scazzeri said that the, what was it, the escalator, the space escalator?
Space elevator.
Space elevator.
Space elevator, okay.
That he believes that we could bring the garbage up on the space elevator and hurl it into the sun. That was his take on the matter.
Right. So the reason this conversation happened is because we were talking about my friend Joe Winters, Winters Bros, and how they take the garbage off of Long Island every single day, 24/7.
Like, that's
you don't
right.
realize it.
It's going.
Things that we don't see, but it garbage knows no bounds. Basically, mm-hmm. It's there. You know, it's recession proof, as they say.
Oh yeah.
There's always garbage, you know, and it from all sorts of places. So this is how we got into the discussion about, okay, what is the next way to be getting rid of all of this garbage instead of dumping it in Pennsylvania and Ohio?
Right. And then so Eddie said, send it up the space elevator and hurl it into the sun.
Yeah. Where is the space elevator and who's building it? Is Elon Musk on this now or what's going on?
Eventually, he'll probably get involved.
But so you think he's going to be alive when this starts, the construction of the space
how
elevator?
How old is he?
50s, maybe?
So, I mean, the space possibly. Elevator, like, is it as slow as the elevator at the Arlo Hotel, or is it going to be a little bit faster than that?
Well, to reach, like, the platform, or the counterweight, whatever you want to call it, would be about 12 days. No, I'm sorry, 8 days.
Eight days.
So it's going to take
8 to 12 days.
Look, we got garbage going off of Long Island every day, 24/7. So how are we going to get the garbage off of Long Island to this space elevator?
Well, I mean, it would be a slow process.
Yeah, we got to get the garbage off the island. It's got to get off.
Yeah, quicker, yeah.
And you're not saying get, like, right close to the sun, just close enough where it burns up. Because as Boomer said, you know, we're 83 or 93 million miles away from the sun. You can still get burned from it now.
Yes.
So just close enough where it just...
Yeah, just throw it in there and it'll just take care of itself.
Take care of itself.
It would eviscerate no matter what we put up there.
Yeah.
Now, there's got to be some group up there that is against space junk. There has to be some group out there.
Well, it's like every astronaut who goes up there risking his life by getting hit by all the debris up there right now.
Yeah, but I mean, this would just incinerate.
You're talking about like satellites and things
yes,
of that
correct.
Nature.
A lot of stuff up there. Do you think that we will be alive to see this space elevator?
Well, I won't be because I'm in the latter part.
Your latter stage
yeah,
of your
not
life.
Boomer for sure.
Yeah. Right.
Probably not me. Maybe of all of us, you have the best chance. Obviously.
Well, I'm the youngest, I understand, but... I mean, so you think what, in like the next 40, 50 years, something like that?
Yeah. Really? They have to work on the carbon nanotube technology, which is the only thing strong enough to sort of handle that.
Yeah.
The tether from the platform.
Carbon nanotube technology. Wow. All right. They got to work on that.
So I think
they are working on it.
So I think the Rangers have to play this game tonight like they did game one and basically bottle up all these, you know, the way that they have been playing against Sebastian Aho and Sebastian Nikoff and all their top-end players have really struggled in this series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
just to get off of this.
I got something else for you. So I believe you did a sports minute on this, which so you're familiar
on the space elevator?
No, not the space elevator. On this next topic that I'm about to bring up. That Tennessee Martin senior quarterback, Dresser Wynn, got a name, image, and likeness deal to support a local district attorney candidate, Colin Johnson, on social media.
Yes.
So this is how the web of the NIL deals has, how far it's gone, that now you've got political campaign using collegiate athletes and paying them to support their candidates.
Yes. Yeah, that's about right.
Now, this is obviously a player that nobody really knows, Tennessee Martin quarterback.
Well, down there they do. And you know, I wonder if the district attorney that is running is, I'm not sure who it is, but I'm just wondering if that person had gone to Tennessee Martin and whether or not, you know, he or she is illegally giving him money to endorse their candidacy. It's a weird story. I just saw it and just brought it to light, and I don't know. It feels kind of greasy to me.
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, the whole thing's greasy.
I mean, you barely see any sort of support from candidates from professional athletes.
Well, that's not true. I mean, I have paid support. You got your liberal, and most of, at least the NBA seems to be more liberal and more supportive of liberal policies and political figures, and they support them.
Sure.
But they don't get paid to support them.
Yeah, this is the tweet, and he's wearing a CJ for DA shirt for district attorney. Thank you to the lifelong supporter and candidate for district attorney general for the 27th Judicial District of Tennessee, Colin Johnson, for coming to my camp this weekend. Elections are in August, so make sure you're registered to vote. CJ for DA, hashtag endorsement. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know. So, well, we'll see.
I mean, do you think that, like, it would get so crazy that the top of the top college football players may throw their support behind, like, a presidential candidate?
Could you see, well, it could get that crazy, I guess, but could you see maybe the number one recruit for St. John's basketball, whoever that is, gets a deal from Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. Support my candidacy. She spends her campaign money on him or maybe the top women's basketball player.
Well, I mean, here's a better example because, you know, college sports around here, not as influential as in other places, of course. But let's say there's an Alabama governor's race. And whoever the quarterback at Alabama is,
Bryce Young,
gets paid. Yeah, right now it's Bryce Young, gets paid by the governor's campaign to support that particular candidate.
It's kind of the same thing I just said.
I'm just saying, St.
John's basketball.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm saying that is because there's actual influence there with Alabama football. I mean, St. John's basketball, as much as I love it, it doesn't have the same type of influence. You know what I'm saying?
I know that, but could it be a hook to get a guy or a gal to come to St. John's because, you know, the governor or maybe the AG or anybody that could have graduated from St. John's wants to support St. John's by doing this.
So sure. I mean, it's legal and it's the world today. But now you got to. But this is where you're like, you could be preying on innocent younger athletes. Because they probably are thinking, hey, it's money, and just support this candidate, whatever, not realizing they're going in the political sewer pit. And then you get all the people on the other side. How dare you support this person? Oh, my God, this person's a communist.
I just feel like this player has intimate knowledge as to who CJ for DA is. And it seems like they have a friendship because CJ for DA came to his camp.
That's right, yeah.
So they know each other. So I don't know if they're family members. I don't know if they're friends and family. Who knows?
He still got paid. I mean, if they were family members or whatever, then he wouldn't have to pay him. He put hashtag endorsement on there.
Well, it's also a good way of getting some money to somebody in your life without having to pay gift taxes. I have no idea.
Oh man, that this is this. I guess I was naive to it. I mean, I never thought that the tentacles of this thing would go to politics and endorsing candidates. with the NIL deals.
Yeah,
never in my life.
I wonder what the platform that CJ for DA is running on. That would be an interesting thing, because I did not look into that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I have no idea. Like it might be a controversial thing, you're saying?
Yeah, like, you know, oh, yeah, maybe he's saying, like, you know, no more weed busts or something like that. I don't know. Who knows? Or, you know, I don't know.
Dan in Carteret said he was going to bring a gift to me tomorrow.
Okay. He's your friend.
He's not my friend.
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't say he's my friend.
Yes, he is.
And I'm thinking it's probably weed. That's what I'm thinking, because it's legal now. I'm saying, you know, that's probably what he's going to do.
You're a father.
No, I understand. I didn't need to be reminded of that.
Right.
I'm just, what are you saying this to me for?
I'm just telling you.
I'm not
you.
The one. It's not my idea.
Just telling you.
I understand.
I'm just telling you, man. I'm just going to remind you.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I'm just saying that's probably what is that. Because I got a gift for you. Mom.
Yeah, well, if Dan does that, then I'm going to be very disappointed in Dan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you're a father of two beautiful young
girls. Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
Shut the hell up and get your ass together. You know, you can't walk around, you know,
life. Are you talking to me?
Stoned and stupid.
I'm not a weed smoker. What are you yelling at me for?
All right.
Why? You're getting all mad.
Well, it's because you think that it's going to be weed, and I'm telling you, you know, don't do it.
I'm not. I'm just saying that's what I think. It's just an assumption. That's all. Awesome.
Jimmy and Yonkers. What do you got, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that under New York State election campaign finance laws, it's illegal to give something of value for an endorsement. So they actually couldn't do it. If they did it, not only would they be probably in trouble with the NCAA, but they would also be in trouble with the New York campaign finance folks. And the one who would suffer, frankly, would be the candidate as well.
Yeah, it's the other way. You can give money to the candidate.
Correct.
But the candidate cannot give you money. But then again, the candidate can give you other things, which we all know about. Yep. So there you have it.
All right, so you can't do that in New York. So Tennessee's got different laws.
Sleaze balls. What?
I said, I guess Tennessee's got different laws then.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, where does this go? I mean, if you've already got Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher screaming at each other, you got politics getting involved.
Right.
You got kids getting paid $3.5 million and given the houses to go from one place to another. I mean, how ridiculous does this get?
I don't know.
There's going to be kids that are going to get paid $10 million a year to play in certain places.
Right.
Without a doubt, easily. Like, whoever bursts on the scene at a smaller school.
Arch Manning.
Well, him, yeah.
Or how much is that kid, I don't know, getting from Jackson State, the five-star recruit that decided
to... Well, it's not $1 million, according to Deion Sanders.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he's getting something, I would think.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny? He's like, we did not give him $1 million. We gave him $5 million, actually.
Right, well, yeah.
It was not... Nick Saban is lying. It's not $1 million. It's five.
I mean, Nick Saban was the first one who came out when all of this stuff was legal and said that his quarterback, Bryce Young, was going to make over $1 million. And he was saying it as if it were a recruiting tool.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the one sitting in judgment of all these other schools that supposedly are buying their players, like Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is that's a murky world.
No, of course.
That those men walk in.
No, absolutely. But I do think that most places like Texas A&M, the top of the top, are loving this opportunity, and then everybody else is getting left in the dust. There's a good 10 to 15 schools that absolutely love what's going on, and the rest of them are like, this is just, we can't compete.
Yeah, but that's why schools like Rutgers and my University of Maryland state schools, you know, are not going to be able to compete. They're just not. There's not going to be enough support. There's not going to be enough money. I mean, they already have to raise money for scholarships and to build stadiums and to pay the coaches and everything else. How are our schools going to compete?
They're not.
I mean, and so you're basically going to have a pool of about 15 teams, maybe 15 teams, that have a chance to win a national championship, I think. And if it continues to go the way that it's going, it's probably even going to be reduced to a much smaller number of schools. That's where it's headed.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you think about conferences, too, like, you know, the SEC, the Big Ten. I mean, the ACC. I mean, think about that. I mean, Clemson's obviously going to dominate even more than they have.
They have a booster club called IPTE,
IPTE?
Yeah, I pay three athletes a year. IPTE, I don't know what the act it is, but that's what we used to call it when I was at Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. And when they came to play us, the Maryland kids would hold up their car keys and shake their car keys because there was an allegation that many of the guys on the Clemson team were getting free cars to go play there. That was back in the 80s, for God's sake.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, if you're talking about that back then, I mean, IPTE is grown.
IPTE oise payme.
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 I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back with us, and he's got another update. What's happening there, Jerry?
All right, guys, we're powered by Superbook to help with better odds and favorable prices. And we are also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Yankees, Orioles last night at the stadium, and a Yankee win.
Now the 1-1 to Joey. Runner goes, pitch cut on a miss. The throw to second base is in the center field. Torres scores, and Duhar holds at second. Now the Yankee running game, non-existent the past few years, very existent this year.
And that was John Sterling with the call.
Peanut butter and jam.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly have that while watching this game. That made it 2-0. 2-0 would be the final. Speaking of a play like this, did you see the play in the Phillies game where they threw down to second, was wide, and then the center fielder missed it?
No, I did not see that.
So a steal from first guy comes all the way around to score. I mean, Joe Girardi's got to be, A, he's taking a lot of heat in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be ready to lose his mind, too.
That's a Little League run is what that is.
That is a Little League
like
run
kind of like a home
sure.
run in right field in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yes. Yankees are 31-13 with the win. Miguel Andujar with an RBI single in this game as well. Here is Aaron Boone on Andujar in the lineup now.
I feel like since spring training, you know, he's been in a better place offensively, too, than we've seen in the last couple years. So he'll get some opportunities here.
Yeah, well, part of that is the injury to Giancarlo Stanton, who is on the injured list with the ankle. It's not a calf. It's not an Achilles, but instead an ankle injury. J.P. Sears made his first big league start, and he was fine. Five innings, five strikeouts, no runs. He did say, though, the night game was tough.
Not too many nerves, just anxious, you know, like ready to compete. And that day is built around that. And so, yeah, definitely like super excited to get out there. Every time I get out there, I'd rather start every game at noon than 7.
You've said that before, right? 1 o'clock on Sunday. We don't need this Sunday night crap.
You're right.
Here he was, he said, to all in all, the way he felt as he got through the five innings.
Yeah, I definitely felt a little more comfortable as I went. It was one of those outings where I felt better each inning I was out there. It was definitely sharper each inning I was out there. And I was just making some good pitches and getting some swings earlier in the count, unlike the first two innings. So, yeah.
So thanks, see ya.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. See ya.
He got the win. And the bullpen got through the last four innings of shutout ball as well. So everyone kind of chipped in. Gets real now, though. Yankees, the stretch is over, Boomer. Now they get the Rays in Tampa starting tonight. Nestor Cortes on the mound. We will have it for you on the Fan at 6. First pitch of that game will be at 6:40. Yankees, a 4.5-game lead on the Rays atop the AL East.
That's amazing. All right. Speaking of the Yankees,
I'm sorry.
Boom. Boom.
Whoa. It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. Got a pair of field level tickets to see the Yankees and the Angels at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, May 31st. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop in the New York Yankees box office blitz. And the fans.
All right, so while it was all good for the Yankees and their starter in his first big league start, the Mets also did that with Thomas Zupacki. Now, he did make an appearance for them last year. This was his first big league start, and I would say Gary sums it up pretty good as he is getting yanked in the second inning.
This is just a beatdown. An absolute rout.
And that's it.
Boy, oh boy. 9-0 San Francisco, and Buck Showalter will pull the plug.
Yes, because that start was dead.
Yeah.
That is for sure. 9 runs in an inning and a third. Gave up 4 home runs, 2 to Evan Longoria, and a 9-3 loss.
I'll tell you why, Aaron Judge is going to look great out there in right field.
What did San Francisco?
San Francisco, yeah.
He might. When they came back from break after the pitching change, Keith had some thoughts for Zupacki.
It's going to be a long time until that feels better.
Oh. That's the kind you need, Mom. You need a little comfort from Mom.
He's right. This poor guy. This game was so terrible that they were panning the crowd, and at one point they stopped on a guy wearing a Phil Simms jersey.
Yeah.
And so that sparked the thought for Gary doing an old Francesa bit.
Do the New York Giants ever hang out with the San Francisco Giants?
I don't think so.
That's off the outside corner, and it's 1-1.
Oh, boy.
I know. We get these crank callers all the time.
Poor Keith had no idea what he was doing.
This is the second time in the month that he has done Mike and the Mad Dog or Mike references on the broadcast, and Keith has no clue what's going on.
No idea.
Yeah.
He's just hanging out in Long Island having a good old time.
Right, exactly. Out in Sag Harbor, not thinking about anything. Yeah, he did the schedule release thing. The win, loss, win, loss. Gary did that, and now he did this one here,
Wasn't
too.
Wasn't Ron in the booth for that one, too, and neither one of them knew what they were talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Keith was like, I don't know, I never listened.
It's kind of like, I understand Keith not knowing, but Ronnie's usually on the button. He's plugged into everything. I would have figured that Ron would have known.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I thought they were all three were in for that one. Anyway, that was all from SNY. So 9-3 was the final score.
Ron Darling's doing a podcast for Odyssey with Jimmy Rollins. Did you hear that promo?
No. Do you have the promo?
I don't, but he's doing
What's it called?
It's like the unwritten rules of baseball.
Rockin' Rollins?
They're doing, I don't know. It runs a lot on the overnight when I'm driving in. I hear this promo.
That's what it's called, or that's kind of what they're discussing?
That's what they're discussing. I don't know what the name of the podcast is.
How many unwritten rules are there? Well, it seems like a short run for a podcast.
Yeah, enough to do a podcast, I guess. So Jimmy Rollins and Ron Darling. It's an exclusive. It's an Odyssey exclusive.
So then we should be able to get Jimmy Rollins on anytime we want, right? And Ron Darling?
Yeah.
Work for the company.
Yeah, look at this. Odyssey and Major League Baseball explore the unwritten rules of America's favorite pastime. With Ron Darling and Jimmy Rollins.
Is it just one podcast, or is it a series of podcasts, or is it an everyday appointment listening? What is it?
It's Unwritten, it's called.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll let you know.
Al already downloaded this for his ride home.
Sure. Yeah, Behind Baseball's Secret Rules, a new weekly podcast premiering June 1st.
All right, so it is a weekly podcast.
Yep, weekly.
Weekly.
So they'll have the show explores a different unwritten rule of the game each week. Bat flips, no hitter jinxes, retribution, and more.
Like bunting with a 7-run lead in the ninth inning?
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, that was a big topic earlier in the year with Gabe Kapler and the Giants, but I mean...
That is true, yeah.
Okay, so there one you every go. Week.
Look at these guys getting together.
So how many years they signed them for? 204 unwritten rules. That's why, like, when you base it on a topic like that, that's kind of hard to come up with different things, wouldn't you think?
I mean, you could. What are you going to do?
Well, I think they could talk. They could talk about stories that they've lived, and maybe they've been a part of the unwritten rule or the breaking of an unwritten rule.
Well, it's kind of like Al's boring podcast. It started out strong, and then kind of just fizzled out.
Yeah, how long did that last?
Well, it was in two incarnations. There was one where I interviewed people, and then it went away, and then one where I did it with my friend Paul.
And oh, that's right. You and Paul.
Went away. Yeah.
How's your man friend doing by these?
You know, I have not talked to Paul in, sadly, about 2 years.
You guys are like Mike and the Mad Dog, guys. You broke up.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand each other anymore?
No, I think what happened was, like, we hit the pandemic. Neither one of us was doing anything. There was nothing to talk about. Now 2 years have gone by.
Wow.
And goodbye. See ya.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we'll reach out. Maybe we'll do a reunion podcast at some point. What have you been doing for 2 years?
Nothing.
That sort of thing. Me neither. Soon. Yeah.
Exactly. So here was Buck Showalter after the loss. Mets obviously on their way back home. Should be home by now. Knew it would be difficult. Colorado, San Francisco.
These trips, we got two more of them. And I think it's two more. Might be three. But they're tough. They're tough on a team.
And the next one is the long one. It's 10 games. I think 11 days, 10 games in 11 days.
That's what I was saying like early on this morning, that this is the moment in time where this Met team has got to kind of remain afloat, because their schedule is going to get more difficult. Now, they have the Phillies and the Nationals, that if they could take five of these six, that would be great.
And that's then the West Coast trip, correct?
Right, then the West Coast trip. And then you have Houston's going to be coming in. You're going to have Minnesota coming in. I mean, like, or playing Minnesota. I mean, like, you got a bunch of really good teams through the month of June. And this is where that swoon began, like last year, wasn't it? I can't remember. Yep. Somewhere around here.
It was the June swoon.
Let's hope the swoon didn't start with giving up that 11-8 lead.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. That's why we were talking about how disappointing that is, because the team came all the way back. You got your closers, got two outs, and you lose. That's crushing. But the one thing the team has shown, it's resilient.
Oh, resiliency, yes. I do feel like it's different. I don't think it's going to happen again, even with the injuries. I'm positive about it. I really am. I don't think they're going to fall through the ground and then just a thud and be the end of it again.
Man, if you could take four or five out of six of the next six games, that would be a good thing heading into now the month of June and their schedule.
And Jeff McNeil bruised his knee going after and catching a ball in the outfield. So were you woozy when you hit the wall?
My face was good. You know, felt good head-wise. Just, it's
a
pretty good flu. So, just being safe.
Did he say
head lice? I heard head lice.
That's right. I thought he said too. I thought he was saying headlights. I don't know why. I'll play it again.
My face was good. You know, felt good. Head-wise, just...
Head-wise.
Head-wise.
Oh, yeah. Head-wise. But it does sound like head lice.
Head lice.
I mean, you got to love this kid, man.
Oh, yeah. Said he will be out there tomorrow night.
He is, you know, like Javon Kinlaw.
Did they check... big ball.
Yes.
My balls are bigger than you, bro. Did they check you for lice in school with the nurse? Did they ever do that
of
thing?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I remember that. That was like, it was terrifying. I was like, imagine if I was the kid with lice.
We never had that, like, growing up. No one ever had lice. But, like, I know my sisters, their kids, multiple times,
yeah,
someone in school was getting the lice.
Getting lice.
Go through with the comb.
Yeah. All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, a guy on Belport football I played with had crabs. We had to take the old equipment out of the locker room and had to fumigate. Yeah.
Did you have to shave?
No, I didn't end up getting it from, but he probably had
to. How does that get passed on?
Yeah, lice, crab, and then laundry.
In the laundry.
Yeah, it could be the laundry.
They said you could also, believe it or not, catch crabs from a toilet seat, public toilet
seat.
Yeah, but this guy has crabs on. When that was, just think about that.
Sickening.
You know there's got to be crabs in this bathroom. Oh. They just hang out, these little crabs, and then they jump in your pubes.
There's probably lobsters in this bathroom. Horseshoe crabs.
That was disgusting.
But no, think about that. Like a football locker room, a bunch of teenage boys, and all of a sudden you find out somebody's got crabs.
Crabs.
We'd never move so fast in our life to go in and get our equipment and wash it and fumigate everything.
Yeah, the fun and games are over with.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And by the way, you know, it's all that stuff. It's lice, it's MRSA, it's everything. You know, that's why you got to
locker room's a great stuff place clean. To be.
Bring your stuff home. Bring Sabrina's stuff home when she starts, you know, participating or whatever she's participating. Clean it all.
Of course. Yeah, come on. Don't tell me.
NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics take a 3-2 series lead on the Heat.
Derrick White, four Tatum straight away. Everything Chris. Jalen in the corner. Catch and shoot. Three in the air. Got it.
Ooh. Ooh-wee. Gas time. Gas. gas, gas.
And the Heat don't have enough in the tank, and the Celtics are disappearing in their front view mirror.
Gas time.
Gas.
So Celtics radio.
So the shooting for last night. It looks like the Celtics from three was, they were 10 of 33. And the Heat were 7 of 45 from three.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's just.
Well, that's the NBA, though, now.
That's why they were talking about it last night. Like, these guys, you know.
It's a terrible product to watch, too. When they're, like, when they're making, it's amazing to watch. When they're missing, it's awful. Really is. But so be it. Jaylen Brown, 25, 93-80 the final. Celtics up 3-2. I tell you, everybody's favorite coach. He is skilled. Ime Udoka, nice series lead up 3-2.
Great to be up 3-2. Obviously, going back home, you don't want to be down to elimination game, and to have it on our home court is an advantage, but they beat us there already, so we have to come out with the same urgency after these last two wins, trying to put it away.
You know what he is? He's a culture builder.
Yes.
He is.
You know, just having everybody here that's committed and wants to win. You know, everybody's vaccinated. You know, don't have to worry about that.
Everybody showed up. Yeah, everybody showed leaves. Up.
Yeah, it's been great, really. Nobody's trying to force themselves out.
All the guys we pay are not hurt.
Yeah, it's just really, really good. We're all on the same page trying to win, and, you know, that's that. So.
Yeah.
And we're the most important team in town around here, so
yeah.
Which is also a really nice thing, you know, not playing second fiddle to.
We got real fans. We just want fans that show up to see the stars.
Okay. Did you see real quick, did you see the ESPN thing where they revealed that one person with a vote, one person did vote Kyrie Irving as third team All-NBA?
And who has that vote?
Well, that was Jalen Rose, who had to admit it live on TV.
Because
I think Stephen A. Smith was going crazy that someone gave him a vote.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you know what? I got to fall on the sword, guys. It was me.
Did he regret it?
Or? He did. He said he should not have done it. Looking back, it was a mistake.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Way to cave.
Hey, hold on for a second. Kevin in Connecticut. Kevin, what's happening, brother?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man.
How much? What's happening with you?
I got a little bone to pick with Mr. Recco over there, Mr. Rutgers.
Okay.
Yeah, you got Rutgers men's lacrosse making the Final Four and playing this Saturday.
Nice. That is awesome.
Haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, nor will you hear about any other lacrosse. We know we just don't do it.
Kevin, who are they playing this week, Kev?
Playing Cornell and Maryland, who's probably the best lacrosse men's team in the last 20 years.
Yeah, they're going to drill all of you guys. So it's,
I did watch Maryland Rutgers lacrosse about a month ago, and
they drilled pretty good. Twice already.
Yeah. F off, you a-holes.
Oh, that's Jerry. Come on. This guy just wants to hear about lacrosse.
Come on, Eddie.
Hear about lacrosse.
I've been into the Rutgers baseball team. Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't do college sports
I haven't heard anything
football
about
or
that,
basketball.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? F*** you.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, Kev. Good
what
job,
man.
What
are you saying in here?
Thanks,
man.
by the way, the entire Rutgers men's lacrosse team went over to visit Scotty at the Island Mermaid last weekend.
They did?
Yeah.
Because they're playing over in Hofstra, right?
Yeah, and they also, Scott used to play on that team.
Isn't that great?
And he knows the coach, and he sent me a picture of the entire team over there on the dock, and he treated them to dinner and the whole thing.
They're going
to
get, well, I don't know if they'll beat Cornell. Maybe they will or not. I can't say that I know all about all of this, but I do know that Maryland has the best team and has had the best team for about 20 years.
And that one game I did watch, like the opening was about
great coach
how powerful they were, and I watched the first 5 minutes. Like, Jesus, they scored 3 goals real quick.
Maryland's paying all their players.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I doubt it. But it's what it has. It has a culture.
Oh, here we go.
It's all about the culture, Jerry.
Yes, culture. Culture, culture. Tonight, you got the Warriors. They've got good culture. They look to close out the Mavericks. They're up 3-1. Rangers, Carolina tonight, game 5, series tied 2-2. Avalanche still a 3-2 lead on the Blues, but St. Louis did win in overtime last night, 5-4. And a Nevada judge did deny the NFL's motion to dismiss the John Gruden case, so the suit will now go to trial unless a settlement is reached.
That
was a sports
match. That was, I heard that, yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I got it again.
You got what?
I got it again.
What'd you get?
I got the butterflies again.
Oh, you do.
They're starting to percolate on game day. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God. I was watching that Avalanche and Blues game last night. It was, God, this is why winning the Stanley Cup is so hard. I mean, just guys flying all over the place. And the same thing in the Canes and the Rangers series. It's been defensive. It's been physical. We got great goaltending. We got, you know, struggles on offense. There's fighting. There's pushing. There's face washing. There's big hits. I mean, it's everything that you want. And now as a fan, and I know I speak for all Ranger fans out there because we're all the same way. You wake up this morning, okay, here we go. We got game 5, and we're on the road, and we're playing it against a team that hasn't lost a playoff game at home this year. And, you know, they have had their own struggles, and I'm sure that Brenda Moore and everybody else in that locker room is like, okay, guys, we got to take it up another notch. They may get Martinuk back tonight. I don't think they're going to get Freddie Anderson back, but you never know. They're starting goaltender. I would leave Antti Raanta in there. He's been great in their building. And it's going to be an onslaught for the first 10 minutes. And then our guys have just got to be able to withstand that and play with great poise. And, again, the controlled rage that we saw in Game 4 is what I want to see again tonight. And that controlled rage means stay out of the penalty box. Don't do anything stupid. Protect your teammates for sure. But play under control with a determination that will frustrate and stifle the opposing
team. So you're going to have to watch this game in the hotel in Jersey tonight, right?
Yes.
There's no way we're going to, like, after dinner, go and stay out and watch the game together.
I mean, I would go over to Al's apartment and watch maybe the first period with you guys.
Okay. That sound good, Al?
Oh, I'll probably be asleep.
Oh, you'll probably be asleep at that point.
I thought you said this morning, came in, you go, man, Rangers, game 5. You're all over it.
That's probably pretend.
Okay.
Pretend. Yeah. So you just go, you have to, I can see you need to be, you know, blinders on, no messing around.
Yeah, well, 100%, because I'm feeling it. I'm starting to feel it.
So are we going to have time to stop by Al's this morning? I mean, tonight, this morning. Before dinner? Probably not.
No.
No.
How far is the hotel from where you live? I mean, not the hotel, the restaurant.
Probably 7 minutes.
I'm telling you, I just may have to use the facilities.
Right. Might be the time.
They're out of order.
Steamer. Upper decker.
Treat that like a public bathroom.
You know, can't use it.
Yeah.
By the way, there was an incident with a colleague very early this morning, I heard.
There was?
Yes. So, or maybe late last night, I guess. I'm not sure exactly when this was. But our overnight host, Sal Licata, you know, he's got this crazy schedule with SNY, and he does stuff over there. Then he comes over here and does a show 2 to 5, sometimes midnight to 5. So he decided to sleep in his car. He was going to take a nap in his car. So he parked his car on Hudson somewhere south of our building, cracked his window down a little bit, and two men came up to his car, and they had masks covering their face, but it was described as not like regular surgical mask pandemic situation masks, like more like I'm a criminal and I don't want you to see my face masks.
And I don't know if this was a key point in the whole thing, which is strange. They asked him which way is the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, so they were like knocked on his window as he was in there with the masks on and said, where's the Brooklyn Bridge? Now, what would you do in this situation if you were Sal Licata? Because he took an extreme measure, I think, at this point. But what would you do? I tell you what I would do. I would probably, I'd start the car, I'd drive off, I'd go someplace else, I'd park the car, I'd get out, and I'd come up here. That's what I would do.
Yeah, you'd want to defuse any potential situation.
I'd get out of there.
Right, you try to get out of there, unless the guy's got a gun pointed at your face.
Which he did not.
Then you get out of the car, you give the guy the keys and say, see ya.
Sal did say that that was in his head, that was going to be the next thing. Whether or not that's true, who knows? Maybe these guys really wanted to know where the Brooklyn Bridge was. So,
What time is this?
This is on the west side of New York at about, probably at 1 o'clock.
So were they visitors from another country? Did they have an accent?
I did not get any of those details.
So what did Sal do?
He drove home all the way to Ronkonkoma and did his show from home.
Well, maybe he was a little shooken.
He was.
Yeah, I mean,
shaken or shooken?
Shaken up by it. A little shook by
shook. Maybe a little shook by it.
Shook by it.
Or shaken up, shaken.
Maybe a little shaken by the situation.
Yeah. That's what I think. And he just went home like a biatch.
I don't know if that's. Just went all the way home to Ronkonkoma. I said, I got to get out of here. I wonder if he's ever going to come back. I wonder if he comes back now.
Just says an excuse.
I had an encounter outside of the building the other day. Guy was pacing back and forth right in front of the door. And I could tell there was something going on. But I was like, I got to get into the building. And there's security guards right there. So if this person starts beating on me, at least I know there's someone who will be there.
Well, I don't know about that. There are some security guards that don't do anything.
Yeah, but I figured there's at least a person there. You know, that's within... It's nearby. I'm not in the middle of the road where nobody is at that hour. So I'll walk by and go to the building. Plus, the door's right there. I could fight my way into that door somehow if I have to. So he's pacing back and forth. Then he sees me and it's like starts walking right towards me.
Oh, that's great.
And then he goes like, you know, pulls his head back to like get in my face. And he goes, don't you ever disrespect me.
And I was you should have said, man, you're the man. Yeah, man, I love you. You're the best. You're the best ever.
So I flinched because I thought he was going to hit me. He did not, and then I just scurried into the building at that point.
So it's either a mental health problem or it's a drug problem.
It was one of the two.
Or it's both of them coming together at the same time, and you just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. just going to work.
Yeah, just going to work. That's it. Yeah. So
did you shimmy on by him? What'd you end up doing?
No, I just went like flinched, you know, and then just like picked up the pace a little bit and then got in the building, you know.
Don't you wish you had Al's little gift he gave us?
I did not have that on me actually. Yeah, I should. But see, in that situation, but that's the problem. I definitely would have tased that guy in that situation. That probably wouldn't have been good either.
Now, let me ask you something. You tase the guy, he goes down. Do you just come into work and go to work, or do you stand over him and wait till somebody comes and sees if he's okay?
I just would probably go to work.
Right, that's up there. You just don't stay there, right?
No, you don't stay. Hey, you all right? Like, no.
I got to go to work.
See, right here. It's already, it's past five already. Damn it, I got to get up there.
Go check on the Yankees and the Mets.
Right. I can't be dealing with this nonsense. All right, so where are we on the Sal thing? You think he was a little biatch for leaving? I thought it was a little strange. that he left.
I kind of like your idea, starting the car, moving, and going maybe in front of our building or somewhere else, or parking the car and then coming up here and maybe
come
napping,
up here.
In our little... Or a little green room over here.
Yeah, something like that. I would have come up here and just, you know, park.
Do we have a nursing room here, too?
We do.
Yeah, go nap in there.
Well, he's not nursing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he can nap in there. Nobody's nursing.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. All right.
Can't nurse in the nap room.
Only room.
Right.
It's only nursing.
Correct.
I don't think. Have we had anybody in there nursing?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder.
Although, if Sal says he's nursing...
Oh, here's my wife's breast milk.
You probably have to let him in there.
I haven't seen anybody here nursing.
No, I have not either. I've not. No.
Well, it's not a glass door. It's a solid door, so you can't
see. That's a good point. You would never see it. There could be someone in there nursing 24-7 right now.
Allie is a mom. She's nursing, right?
I don't know how she's feeding her child.
I don't know. She could bring Sienna with her to work and then nurse.
Yeah.
I don't think she's doing that.
I think she's... I'm pretty sure she's using formula right now because we had a discussion about the formula shortage.
All right.
Yeah, right. So, she probably would not use the nursing room. And I don't know why she would bring her daughter here.
Breast pumps. How many kids do we... How many babies?
How many babies where?
I mean, I have like six or seven babies around me.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Yeah, lots of them.
It's unbelievable.
I know. It's a great thing.
No, it's a wonderful thing.
So it's a wonderful thing.
I was just thinking that if he's overnight, I don't know. He could not.
He couldn't handle being in here. Drove all the way home to Ronkonkoma. So Eddie thinks he's fugazi. Thinks he's a little,
I didn't say what Boomer did, but I would have been
more... You're playing.
Yes, you did, actually, off the air. I didn't realize Sal was that much of a...
Well, you can't say what he said off the air, but the thing is that when you do your little drops and everything, that's really you speaking. Those drops are speaking for you.
Yeah.
I probably would have done what G did. Just move the car.
Yeah, get out of there, clean out,
whatever.
Right. Come up. Come up here, do the show. You respected him for doing what he did?
No, I understand him leaving. I think I would have also stayed and just had all of my weapons out when I walked back, walked towards work.
All of my weapons.
Just a handful of weapons.
Al Ninja Dukes.
Right. The spray on my belt.
The nunchucks.
Yeah, the nunchucks.
Yeah, I feel like you're welcoming one of these encounters. Part of you is welcoming one of the encounters.
No, I would be very scared.
Yeah. But still, you'd feel like, hey, I'm prepared. This is what I've been preparing for.
Right.
Like these doomsday preppers that have like 100,000 cans of cream corn in their basement. Like, they, as sick as it is, they want to use it.
And formula. Germany.
They want to prove, like, hey, I was right. You were wrong. Look at this. I'm going to live off this canned cream corn for the rest of my life. Well, the world in my bunker is everybody else is dead up there. Anyway, let's take a break.
Why would you want to be up to, you know, like in a bunker when everybody else is dead?
Well, that's what the doomsday preppers, like, that's what they're prepping for. You know, like, I was just like, man, if the world's going to end like that and you got to be in a bunker eating cream corn, like, I don't want to be a part of that.
No, thanks. Run towards the mushroom cloud.
You're the last guy left. You can, you know, just secure all the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, right. Trying to get everybody's password.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.